Hello, Marion Pallister here, Justice and Peace Commissioner and Pax Christi Scotland Chair. I hope that your new year has begun well and wish you peace and good health in 2022. When you're immersed in this world of peace and justice, a date on the calendar that the United Nations has designated the World Day of Social Justice jumps out at you. That's what the 20th of February is labelled, and my immediate reaction is, what should I be doing about it? Indeed, what does the UN mean by social justice? The Glasgow Equality Forum has an answer to both my questions. They say that we advance social justice when we remove barriers that people face because of gender, age, race, ethnicity, religion, culture, sexuality, or disability. Sometimes it seems that rather than removing barriers, we're putting more in place, or at least that we're tying ourselves in knots rather than unravelling the strings of discrimination. I came across a wee news story that sort of demonstrates that. A city in England has introduced a new design of buses to increase safety. But a lady who's been driving their buses since the 1980s has been sacked as a result because she's only 1.524 metres tall, that's 5 feet in old money, and if she stretches to see the newly positioned safety mirrors, she can't reach the pedals. So, social justice for cyclists and pedestrians, no justice at all for a veteran driver without a blemish on her record in over 30 years driving buses. We know that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, perhaps the road to social justice is too. In Seeking Safety for Women, an app was designed that tracks the owner. If she deviates 40 metres from the pre-agreed route, alarms are activated, and if the owner doesn't respond that she's okay, police are alerted. It was pointed out that such an app could be controlling in a domestic violence situation, and frankly, it sounds as much good as telling women to flag down a bus if they feel threatened. Social justice for women is surely about educating men to respect them, bringing our sons up to understand what acceptable behaviour is to all people, not just women and girls. Social justice for older people, for people of colour, for people whose culture, ethnicity, religion, sexuality or ability is different from our own, is all based on respect, on acknowledgement that their human rights come out of the same box as ours, and that to deny them those human rights is to suggest that we are not all made in the image of God, that we're not encountering Christ in every person that we meet. And as Christians, as Catholics who should be aware of Catholic social teaching, if we allow barriers to exist, go along with those barriers, consciously or unconsciously, can we really claim to be living out our faith? Pope Francis's Fratelli Tutti document gives us all the guidance we need on social justice. And of course, he goes straight to Jesus for the definition of social justice by exploring the parable of the Good Samaritan. The barriers in that situation were kept in place by those who passed by on the other side when the man was beaten up and left for dead in a ditch. The priest, surely someone we'd expect to do the right thing, hurried by because he had other things to do. The Levite didn't stop. But the Samaritan, the foreigner, the man against whom there were barriers raised because of his own ethnicity, stopped and cared for the victim of the assault. He placed that victim in a cocoon of safety and of social justice. The man had every right to be cared for, just as the girl lying in the cardboard box on a city street has the right to be cared for, to be respected, to be given her dignity, and to be supported into a life that doesn't involve people walking by on the other side, or worse, kicking her as she tries to sleep in a doorway. In Fratelli Tutti, Pope Francis reminds us that in Exodus 22, verse 21, we are told, "You shall not wrong or oppress a stranger." And Home Secretary Priti Patel might reflect on Leviticus chapter 19, verses 33 and 34, where we read that when a stranger resides with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as the citizens among you. You shall love the stranger as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. What right have we to lock up strangers in rank hotel rooms and unhygienic barracks, or to offer them accommodation so dilapidated that the ceilings collapse and the electrics are a risk to life? These are the barriers to social justice that we could write to our MPs about on the World Day of Social Justice. In fact, make that MPs, the Home Secretary, and the Prime Minister. And of course, Jesus called on these scriptures to make that most important commandment, to love our neighbour as ourselves. Isn't that social justice? Being inclusive and caring for everyone. But as Pope Francis points out in Fratelli Tutti 18, where he talks about today's throwaway world, he says, "Some parts of our human family, it appears, can be readily sacrificed for the sake of others considered worthy of a carefree existence." He quotes his own address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See, made back in 2016, when he said to them, "Persons are no longer seen as a paramount value to be cared for and respected, especially when they are poor and disabled, not yet useful like the unborn, or no longer needed like the elderly." These are the social injustices His Holiness would like us to work to change every day, not just on the day chosen by the United Nations to mark social justice. Of course, we could be overwhelmed by the number of social justices that exist today: human trafficking, the treatment of migrants and refugees, gender violence, gender inequality. The list is long and dispiriting, I know. But at least we are thinking about that list. At least a day such as the International Day of Social Justice reminds us to think outside ourselves and maybe outside the box. As individuals, we can't raise all of those barriers, but together we can work to lift some. Instead of retreating behind walls, described by Pope Francis as walls in the heart, walls on the land, I'd like to see horizons stretched out, enabling us to embrace what is called the other. I was heartened when, at the beginning of January, Border Force officials threatened to strike over what they called Priti Patel's morally reprehensible plans to turn back dinghies in the channel. And the Public and Commercial Services Union, which represents the most of Border Force staff who would have to implement the pushbacks, that word used for making sure asylum seekers don't reach the UK across the English Channel, has joined forces with the refugee charity Care for Calais to seek a judicial review of the Home Secretary's policy. That's seeking social justice, even at personal cost. Many of us won't be able to take such dramatic action to lift those barriers, but we can all write letters, and if we're on social media, we can use those platforms to give a voice to the voiceless. Both the Justice and Peace Commission and Pax Christi Scotland use social media to raise these issues in order to remove those barriers of discrimination, and voices raised together can make a big enough noise to bring down walls. As individuals, we can't mend the world, so let's start local. If we're aware of barriers to social justice for a particular group of people in our own area, that's a starting point. The pandemic has curtailed some of the activities that could knock down those walls. Inviting the strangers to join us for tea and cake is never a bad place to start. But including in all that we do, our elderly, our neighbours, our neighbours of different race, our neighbours of different cultures, sexualities, abilities, religions, that starts friendships, cements communities, makes every day a day of social justice. I'm sure your parishes and justice and peace groups are operating in this way. If they're not, your gentle persuasion might start the ball rolling. And keep an eye on the Pax Christi Scotland and Justice and Peace websites to keep you up to date on the actions you might take in the name of social justice. Pope Francis says in Fratelli Tutti that it's too easy for mafias, as he calls them, to move in when people are abandoned by the system. People's loneliness, fear and insecurity make them vulnerable to those who are only out to exploit them. And those three words, loneliness, fear and insecurity, strike me to my very heart. I'm sure we've all felt a degree of each over the past 2 years as the pandemic has invaded our lives. And that makes me imagine the magnitude of the loneliness, fear and insecurity felt by those who are discriminated against in any way, those who experience violence for whatever reason. As Pope Francis points out, isolation and withdrawal into one's own interests are never the way to restore hope and bring about renewal. Instead of culture clashes, we need to encourage a culture of encounter, encounter with all our brothers and sisters, so that social justice can prevail over what His Holiness calls globalized indifference. When we first began using computers in the office where I worked in the late 1980s, there was an error alert that was given in a mechanical female American voice. She said, "It's not my fault." And of course, we all put on that voice and said, "It's not my fault," whenever anything went wrong. A great joke while it lasted. But I sometimes feel that too many of us have that voice in our head saying, "It's not my fault," when the barriers to social justice remain firmly across the road of those against whom the world discriminates. And yet, collectively, it is our fault if we stay silent, if we hear the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor and we don't act. I'm sure I've shared this prayer from Fratelli Tutti with you before, but with the World Day of Social Justice just a couple of weeks away, I make no apologies for sharing it again. Lord, Father of our human family, you created all human beings equal in dignity. Pour forth into our hearts fraternal spirit and inspire in us a dream of renewed encounter, dialogue, justice, and peace. Move us to create healthier societies and a more dignified world, a world without hunger, poverty, violence, and war. May our hearts be open to all peoples and nations of the earth. May we recognize the goodness and beauty that you have sown in each of us, and thus forge bonds of unity, common projects, and shared dreams. Amen. And thank you for listening.